Shavua Tov, Erev Yom Kippur, Tov, Shin, Samach, Zayin. All right, right year?
Right year.
So we got up to Tanarabana. Second line on Chof Ches Amanav. Tanarabana. Maaseh Rabbi Eliezer Sheshavat Begalila Elyon V'Shalu Shloshim Malachot B'Chot Sukkah. He once spent a Shabbos up in the Upper Galil. Rabbi Eliezer was asked 30 different halachot. 12 Amar Lam Shamati. 12 of them he said, I have a Kabbalah about what halach is on that. 18 Amar Lam Lo Shamati. In 18 he said, I'm sorry, I never heard anything about that. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda said, no, it's the opposite. In the 18 things he said, Shavati. Anyway, this frustrated his question. Amrulo, I understand. We can't think for yourself. Everything that you say, you always say only what you hear. Amarlam, okay, that does it. He said to them. He's kaktuni lamada mashalo shamati b'pir rabotai. You just forced me to say something that I didn't hear. I'm going to tell you about myself. That I didn't hear from anybody. Never got to the Beit HaMidrash after somebody else, okay? I was always first one in. Perfect timing. I was always...
One by one, I'll answer each one.
I was always the first one in. Veloya Shanti HaMidrash.
I can't say that.
I never fell asleep in the Beit HaMidrash. Lorshenat Kva, Veloshenat Arai. Not even temporary sleep. And never was anybody there longer. It was the last one out. First one in, last one out. There's an amazing Kabbalah about it. Rabbi Eliezer was the first one in and the last one out. Rabbi Eliezer is the first man the Omer and Shas and the last man the Omer and Shas. And not only that, but the first one was Ad Hashmora Rishona Divri Rabbi Eliezer. He was the one that kept him. Isn't that amazing? Rishon Mamish. Yeah. You stay on your mishmeret. I never spoke just things that were meaningless. I never said over things that I had not heard from my Rebbe. As I mentioned to you earlier, this is really problematic because there are brayot that say in Avos Rebbe Nosson that Rebbe Eliezer said dvarim shelo shama ozen miolam. Clearly, couldn't have. It's tremendous, tremendous. There's a lot of different approaches to this. Some suggest that maybe it means that he never said davar shelo shamati b'rabbi me'olam, that when I wasn't in front of my Rebbe, that he could be mitaken. And it's interesting, my own Rebbe had a very beautiful shot. I don't know what it's really, but he said that anything that Rebbe Eliezer would say was always the way in which he knew his Rebbe would say it. So what he couldn't say, if he couldn't say this would be the das of my Rebbe, then he wouldn't say it. That's something else. On these other things, he didn't know. It's interesting now because what we're doing is we're going up. Rabbi Eliezer was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. We're starting with the lower generation. We'll see. We keep doing this. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. We start with the last generation to Rabbi Eliezer. The generation before Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was his Rebbe. ולא קדמו אדם בבית המדרש, ולא ישן בבית המדרש, לא שינה קיבה, לא שינה תראי. Despite the fact that he never walked four amos without tefillin, nonetheless, in a mavoi hametunaf, he was able to control his body. He was always aware of whether the surroundings were appropriate for the Torah, and he would not be mahar in divrei Torah in a place that was inappropriate. ולא הניח אדם בבית המדרש, ויצא, nobody left him. Nobody was left behind when he left the Beit HaMidrash. ולא מוצא אדם מצאו אדם יושב ודומם. No one would ever find him just sitting there daydreaming. He was always saying over things to himself. My grandfather's itself was like this. Absolutely astounding. I remember as a kid, like we just took it for granted that he would talk all the time. He was always talking. He was saying over to me. He knew Shas Balpeh. I mean, but Balpeh is a joke. I mean, he literally knew like it. That's what he used to do. He used to, as a bocher, he would chaz or Shas every 3 days. Yeah, he would used to walk with rudiments. I used to call him the Mitayel. He used to walk all day, so he would walk 6 hours, or 3 hours with Chazer, one Seder, 3 hours back with Chazer, another Seder. So every 3 days, he Chazer all Shishas Adar. That was his Seder Halimut. In his mind. He had no idea where he was ever. They used to find him in the middle of nowhere. It was like a joke. We used to have to send cars to pick him up.
That's a story.
I don't know. It's for famous Weissen. But anyway, but this I remember. I remember that.
Shot at the tire, man. Word by word.
No, no. He would think it through.
Yeah.
But he was always talking. So when anybody would ever interrupt him, he was actually in his mind. He was continuing his chazora.
Even while
he was talking. So he had no idea really what you were talking about. So, I mean, if it was anything that was just a sichas chulin, you know, obviously it was an idea of halacha and so on. But I remember as kids, it was like really funny because underneath the table, while he's talking to the other guy, he's going like this. He's like being aimed on him. But because even there were some embarrassing moments, like after discussing whether he's going to show up at bar mitzvah, kid, so how old is he? Things like that become focus. It really wasn't. But anyway, I'm Amish, and I saw a Nida similar to this Nida. It was never Yeshev Adayne, never sitting still, always Yeshev Hashayne. V'lo patach adam delet l'talmidah v'lo v'atzma. Not allow anybody else to open a door for his Talmidah, and he opened them up himself. V'lo amar davar shelo shama mipi rabo mi'olam. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai also wouldn't say anything over. V'lo amari, and this was from his Rebbe, v'lo amari gia et lamod bebet ha-midrash. He would never allow us to get up from the base. Except on today's daf, it was Erev Yom Kippur. So then he went, "Utsmi Avi Pesachim, Erev Yom Kippurim." Unbelievable! It should be the daf for Erev Yom Kippur. Where else does it mention Erev Yom Kippurim? Except for Erev Yom Kippurim, that's because it was a mitzvah to eat, and Avi Pesachim because either the Tinoikets was afraid they would start to say they're late, the Tinoikets would fall asleep, or because of the Atzias Korban Pesach. V'chein Haya Rabbi Eliezer Talmido Noeg Acharava. He was a generation before his Talmud Rabbi Eliezer continued on that same anoga. Tana Rabbanan, going up now one generation above Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, continuing backward. Who was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's Rabbi Hillel HaZaken? So Tana Rabbanan, Shmonim Talmidim Ayuna LeHillel HaZaken. There were 80 Talmidim of Hillel. Shloshim Me'em Ru'im Shetish Raleim Shkina Kamashar Rabbeinu. 30 of them were on a darga that they would have, if the door would have been Zeche, they were on a madrega to be Zeche to Shkina like Moshe. 30 of them were only Zeche to be like Yoshua. So they were Ru'im Shetamadam Chamat Yoshua Ben Nun. The sun could have stood still for them like for Yoshua Ben Nun. And then they had 20 that were just sort of mediocre, you know, they were Beinanim. Gonol Shebekulam, the greatest of all the Talmidim was Yonatan Ben Uziyah. Katan Shebekulam Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. So he was the most mediocre of all the Talmidim.
And the Benonim.
Of all of them. Amu'alav or Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, but you want to know what the smallest of the mediocre Talmidim were. They say about Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Shlo iniach mikra mishnah gemara halachas agodas tikkuki torah tikkuki sofrim kalim pechamurim gzera shavas kufas gematria sichas malach asharis sichas shenim sichas bekolim misholas kevsim mishmolod vichualim dover godol dover cotton that he didn't know. And we'll go over this one by one here. Mikra, obviously mikra, we know what mikra is. Mishnah, we know what mishnah is, even though it was early for mishnah at that point meant what became ultimately mishnah. It's in other words the halachot mesudarot in brighter form, which afterwards were turned into the Sidrei HaMishnayos. And then they had Gemara. Now, the Gemara at that time, again, was Gemara in terms of the Tanoim, what we call Gemara, obviously, during this period. So that was the Tanoim were medactic in the words of the earlier Torah, to be Ma'ayin, the same way the Amoraim would do after the Tanoim. That was called at that time, that's what they called the Gemara. Nowadays, we call Gemara even what was later. But Rashi says what's called the Shas, the Diyak should be Mehatanoim. The very important Rashi, the Diyak should be Mehatanoim. It's called the Shas. We refer to the idea of Shas, or the Shisha Sedarim. It was not just the Mishnayos of Shisha Sedarim, but the Gemara at that time of the Tanoim to be Masbir, the Inyonim of the Brises and the Mishnayos, to be Medactic and the Taimim, and so on and so on. Furthermore, any Halachas Lamaisa, any Agodas, any Dikduke Terah, which is the Ribuyim, the Yotim, the extra letters, and so on and so forth, as it comes out of Pesukim. Digduke Seifrim are the awareness of the needs that led to the different Gezeres, and so on. The Kalim V'Chamurim is the Kalvachimers that you're able to darshan on your own. You don't need a Kabbalah for that. So to analyze which things are roi to apply a Kalvachimer to, Gezereshavas only if you're Makabal. Tkufais is to be able to know all of the various astronomical local dinim, so that you would be able to apply your astronomy to the dinim of Rosh Hashanah and so on and so forth. Gematrios are various limudim that are learned, that we learn, let's say, Stam Nazir is a Shloshim Yom, because it says Yehiyeh Shloshim Yom. There were places where they knew to be Dorish Gematrios. Sichas Malachi Asharetz, Sichas Shedim, Sichas Dekalim. Rashi says he doesn't know what Sichas Dekalim is. Now, the Maisa from the time of the Ga'anim, it's interesting, there's a few letters from Ga'anim about people at their time that knew Sichas Dekalim. Dekalim, yeah. Palm trees. Palm trees, Bechlal, are very special, as we saw in Psachim, a very special level of interrelatedness with the world. They're very, the famous Maisa with the palm tree that had fallen in love with another palm. This palm was inferior, never gave any pears. Somebody who understood palm trees said that it fell in love with a palm in down by Yericho, and they brought the pollen, they pollinated, and that cured it. it's a lot of all the sugyas, and it has to do with Sichas Shedim. A lot of the Shedim sugyas were palm tree sugyas, if you recall. They're calling them Psachim. But anyway, so there's letters from the time of the Gainim, but people are supremely sensitive to the needs of palm trees, or the way in which palms would communicate between each other, using pheromones or movements and so on. So people could pick it up. Yeah. And Mishalot Kofsim. I mean, nowadays we're beginning to be able to read these in terms, in terms of the way different animals communicate, and getting to understand their language, whether it's a chemical language, or it's a mechanical language, or a sound language. I mean, it's a whole branch of science. Mishalot Kofsim, Mishalot Shoalim, which were the famous fables. Favorite fables were always in terms of foxes. That's why Richie is so cautious here. They always use foxes. For fables, like Aesop, and they would use foxes and washermen. That way, you could couch when you were saying something nasty. You'd couch it in a story about what the washerman would say. And so, what's that? Dover gadol, dover katan. What is a dover gadol? Dover gadol is maaseh merkava. Dover katan is avayas abaya verava. The things that abaya and rava, anything that abaya and rava were ultimately going to be left, and they would be mesupak. He had already worked them all out. Of course, they were forgotten by the time of Abaye and Rava. They had to try to work them out again. But this was the smallest Talmud of Hillel HaZaker, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. The Kayim Hashemar La'anchil O'ava Yesh V'yotzrotehem Amalei. This, of course, also there's the Schar La'asid Lava. It's 310 Olamot. Yesh. The Remes in Yesh. There's a beautiful Netziv on this. The famous Maisa was a very also beautiful story of an actual Maisa that happened, a letter that the Netziv wrote. Not a letter, an essay that he wrote for a magazine. Usually he wouldn't write, but he was outraged by a maskil had written something that was a complete misrepresentation. And he wrote a refutation. It was entirely in terms of diktuk. He had made a diktuk mistake. It was a very esoteric area of diktuk. And the guy wrote him back a letter. And he answered them a letter. So the guy wrote him back a letter that he had no idea. Where did the Netziv pick up all of this? He knew he's a great Torah scholar, but that diktuk, I'm one of the big diktukticians, where'd you pick this up? He said over a beautiful barn. He said, and it's this, he goes on, not elsewhere, he goes on to discuss it in terms of this pasuk. So he wrote, what's the meaning in Eishes Chayil of the pasuk, Chagor Asa, Chagor Nasna Leknan. He said, what's the meaning of that pasuk? He said, I'll give you a mushroom, Kripsin, that there was this guy who lived in a shtetl, and he and his wife had a small textile business in which they would sell meter of material every couple of weeks, and that's the way they were misarning. So the guy, his wife sent him to the big town to buy some material. Meter and a half of this, meter and a half of that. Anyway, the guy goes into this. He's amazed. He's never seen anything like this. He goes into the store. There are thousands and thousands of bolts of material. So he comes in with this little list. Very honest yiddle, And so they, all right, they have patience. They cut a half a meter of this and so on. And they pack it up for him very nicely, present him with the bill. And the guy looks over very carefully. And because he's an honest Jew, he says, you've got to charge me for this little box package. So they laugh at him. Hey, where are you from? In the big city, we give the boxes free. He's amazed. A box like this, he's never seen such a beautiful box. Anyway, goes home, tells his wife, brings it to his wife, and he says, you're not going to believe this. They gave the box free. So she says, oi, you idiot. You should have given back the material and ordered 100 boxes. You know how much money we could have made selling these boxes? Go back! So he goes back, and he where's $100 at once? And he's about to walk out. They say, excuse me, you didn't pay. Pay, he says. I was told you don't charge for box. Oy vey, they said, when you buy something, we don't charge for the box. You want the box, you'll have to pay for the box. So he says, same thing with you. The diktuk is a box. If you have the Torah and you have the understanding, the diktuk comes like this for free. If all you want is the box, you have to dedicate your whole life to learning the box. So you're paid for the box. Gorgeous. That's the pshat. So she makes a sheet, and then she gives away free, you know, free belts for anybody who buys the whole thing. You know, but a guy who just wants the belt, chagor natan l'knani, are you crazy? You pay for the belt. Very beautiful. It says that's the remez. Is this Gemara? What's the pshat? L'kayim ha-shenemar l'hanch lo avayesh. That it's impossible for a person to know so much. It's basically, you find Talmidei Chachamim with such a breadth of knowledge. And the people who spend their entire life on this one branch of knowledge. The guy's going to spend his entire life at the university doing astronomy. And these guys have to know astronomy on that level in order to be able to learn a circuit. Where does it come from? Does that's the pshat, lahantchil, or avayesh, is to give over. That's the pshat. That's how he understood the Shaya Lama. So the Mishnah says, that the osid called tzadik v'tzadik, I can work with 310 different planets. That's the pshat. It's because a branch of knowledge is a whole universe. You got to spend your whole life on a branch of knowledge. But this, the Talmud Chacham, is zeicher, the entire world. Instead of give it to Meir Chinami for other people to take up, it's impossible for you to conceive of having more than that. But for Talmud Chacham, it's beautiful. It's very consistent with his approach. If this is the smallest of the mediocre Talmidim of Ilal HaZakeh, so Gadol Shebekulam Alachat Kama Vekama. Just imagine what the biggest one would like. Amru Alava Yonatan Ben Uziel. Forget about what he knew. They say about Yonatan ben Uziel, "Bishaash Yosef Osik b'Torah." If he was sitting and learning, "Kol Of Sheporeach Alav Miad Nisraf." Any bird that made the mistake of flying above him was blown to bits. Was it from the Rashi says if it's from the Malachi Asharis that would come and would be hovering to hear over his Torah? But Tosfos says that we see all over that the Torah is similar to Eish without Malachi Asharis. That the Eish of Har Sinai is Nizgal, and if you fly over. You know, you're just lasted by the beam that's connecting him. This is a famous mice. Who do you know it from? You know? Yeah, so they say, so what about Hillel? I was like, this is the typical modern, right? This is the modern approach. This is like the new liberal approach. So what's the, imagine if this is the Talmud of Hillel HaZakeh. So what was Hillel HaZakeh's Gedula? Hillel HaZakeh's Gedula was that he was able to keep down the intensity so that the birds wouldn't burn. So he could be kevesh. Kevesh is midas, and only use it, right? However, that's the modern approach. However, the Yerushalmi actually talks about it. The Yerushalmi says beferish. So if that was Yonatan ben Uziel, so what did Hillel HaZakeh? So it talks about the range of his laser beam. The range of the laser. Yonatan ben Uziel had to be within 4 amas. The bird had to get within 4 amas in order to burn up. But Hillel did better. So much for the for the kind Hillel approach. Yes.
Kabbalah, we didn't have him up in Lebanon recently, you know.
That's right. That would have been good. That'd be nice. If you and any Katyusha that flew overhead is vaporized. Maybe we should open up some more yeshivas. Yeah, it is. Yes, sir? Last time I stressed. Yes, according to Tosfos, it's not the Malach HaShoras. Thank you.
Well, that was Tosfos.
It's the joy. It's the simcha of Torah. All over. It's a show you. It's a midrashim. A lot of midrashim. So there's like the sim. Yeah, but there's very a lot of meisim with me. But the srofas, but they know about that. About them. No, you know, it's going to tell you. Why you're doing misamchim kinesinasim besinai. That's very appropriate for sim. Yeah.
Look, the Heilige Mishnah.
Finally, we get to the Mishnah we discussed at such length earlier. Mishaya roshover ubo besukah shulchanu betoch habayi. And remember that earlier we worked out that this mission exists on two levels. One is talking about Mishaya, the person who was sitting in a big sukkah, but had his house. Where's the tea? But this Mishaya Shabbos is no din of tea. Hey, what's happening? It's dafka halacha in the morning. Okay. I was just hoping. So Beit Shammai here, but he's got his table across the opening of the sukkah, so it's in his house. So Beit Shammai, of course, in this case, what's missing from the Mishnah? But Beit Shammai says that this is osur, right? That you're not yotze, lo yotze, you're not poslim. Poslim is a din in the sukkah itself. Certainly has nothing to do with the sukkah itself, where you're sitting in the sukkah, which is the basis of the diuk earlier, that the Mishnah is missing one piece, and then goes on to say, v'chein, misha haya sukkato machzik, Rosh Ovarubo, but not Shulchano, the Beit Shammai posting, and Beit Hillel Machshirim. Omrula and Beit Hillel Beit Shammai. So Beit Hillel says, how can you say that? Lo kachoyamais, is it not true that Ziknei Beit Shammai and Ziknei Beit Hillel both went, Levakeret Rabbi Yochanan ben Achoradi, Umbatsa'u, Shayo Yoshev, Rosh Ovarubo, Vesuka, Vesuchano, Vatocha Bait, Vlomrulo Damar. Everybody accepted the fact that Rabbi Yochanan Achoradi was doing that. Nobody said anything to him to say that it was wrong. So how's that? Amrulam Beit Shammai. Misham Raya, Afim Amrulo. On the contrary, they sure acted. They said to him, Kacha Yitanoheg Lokiyamta Mitzvah Sukkah Meyomecha. Well, if this is the way you've been eating your Sukkah, buddy, you ain't never gotten the Mitzvah of Sukkah. Now, of course, this is not so poshut. I mean, how can you say Lokiyamta Mitzvah Sukkah if it's only Zero de Rabbana? So the Mashma'ut of Tosis, most people understand the Tosis earlier when he was talking about this, is the Tosis refers to this idea in a number of places, that it is Shaykh indeed for the Rabbanan, at least that's how most understand the Tosas. It's Shaykh for the Rabbanan to be Makia, the Kiyam of a Mitzvah. How is that? Because the Gemara Darshan, I mean, this doesn't talk about, but before she talk about on Tosas, Eva ha Mitzvot, which is Man Shehim ki Mitzvatam, then these are in Mitzvot. If they're not ki Mitzvatam, then they're not. And the Rambam actually mentions a similar concept of what Mitzvah is, to be Eisa, the Torah al Pi ha Mitzvah. Since the Chachomim define the way in which a mitzvah is to be done, so it turns out that this mitzvah is similar to, let's say, the same idea as a mitzvah bo baveira, in which I did the mitzvah, you're not yotze the mitzvah. Why? I did everything right, but the way in which you did it, or mi bikesh zos miyetcha, a context of a mitzvah, takes away the mitzvah if it's done improperly. Or the kavon of the mitzvah could take away the mitzvah. In other words, we understand that the asiyas ha-mitzvah per se is not necessarily going to get you a mitzvah, that's for sure. By extension, the same idea, if the define this to be the oifen of the asiyah of the mitzvah, and not to do it another way, since a chelik of the mitzvah is to listen to the chachamim, so you're not doing the Torah al-pi ha-mitzvah, in which case you literally wouldn't be outside.
It's similar,
yeah? That's right. We're not changing it. It was always, he never was aware of this. If his sukkah had pasul schach, is that lamafreya?
Then it was pasul. Exactly.
Exactly. Same thing. His sukkah was pasul. That's what they were saying. It's only pasul merabanan. Lokiyamta mitzvah sukkah. There's another shail about whether someone who has kavanah to be yotzei mitzvah and doesn't realize that this is a problem, does he get sachar of a mitzvah? That's a whole issue. There are those who say that he gets sachar anyway because he thought he was being mekayim at mitzvah, and they ask from the Mishnah. Here it says, Loki Amta Mitzvah Sukkah. Actually, he really wasn't. There are many other Rishonim who hold that it only means that the Rabbanan said that it's as if you weren't Yotze the Mitzvahs. I mean, we find by the idea of those things that are not really Ma'akev, but we pretend that they're Ma'akev. Ki'ilu lo kiper, v'kiper. Nafkamina would be whether you're Mechuyev to, you certainly have to redo it, because you have to redo it in order to, you have to redo that Mitzvah, to be Mekayim et Apiyah the Rabbanan. Shailas, there's a Machlokas Rishonim as to whether you force people to do a Mitzvah that they were Mekayim, but weren't Mekayim the Rabbanan. So that would be an Afimina, la'alach, if it's a din in the Rabbanan. So we wouldn't force him to do it if he doesn't want to do it. If it's a din in the Diraisa, which is the Mashma'ut of Taisvis anyway, there's some would say Taisvis doesn't mean that. But if that's what Taisvis is saying, so the new way of Gazdin would be Machriya him to do it. Kayfin. Noshim va'avadimu ktanim p'turim in asuka, katan she'eino tzarech limol chayav v'suk. A katan who is old enough not to need his mother, and we'll see how that's defined later, is chayav in a sukkah because of the mechina. Ma'asevi yalda kalatosha samaya zaken. Once Shamaya Zaken's daughter-in-law gave birth, upicheta tamaziva v'sichecha gabe amita b'shul katan. He opened up the roof and he put on schach so that the baby would be able to be in a sukkah. Where's going to ask? I thought we just said you're not chayav until he's in a tzarech lima. We'll talk about it. Mino ani mila. How do we know that nashim are pturais min asukkah? The Tana Rabbanan. The Torah says, Kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael yeshvu b'sukkah. So Ezrach, we'll just say Ezrach. So Ezrach, Zezrach. I mean anybody. Every citizen of Yisrael. But once it says Ha-Ezra, now it's already defining which citizens. Only a particular group of citizens. Look, you know, it took a long time for women to get the vote. So, I mean, they're certainly the second-rate citizens, right? Must be, if it took them so long to vote. So therefore, it's Lo-Tziyat Anashim, only the males. Then when it says Kol-Ezra, Kol is to be Marbe, even the Ktanim. Okay, now let's take a look at that again. Amar Mar, Ezrach Lo-Tziyat Anashim. First of all, are you trying to tell me that the word Ezrach itself would have meant, or wouldn't have said Ha-Ezrach, would have meant Ben Nashim, Ben Gavri Mashim? But what do we do with the following? V'atanya, Ha-Ezrach Lirabot Et Anashim Ezrachiyot, Shechayavot Binui. Want to know what the din is on Yom Kippur? Must be, since it's Erev Yom Kippur. Then what is the din? Is a woman chayavet in Yom Kippur? Yes, she's chayavet in Inui. A Noshim, who is a member of Klal Yisrael, she's chayavet in Inui. Which is, means that if it wouldn't be for the extra hay to be marba the woman, I would have said that Ezrach would have meant Gavra. And here you're saying just the opposite. If it would have said Ezrach, Ezrach, Zezrach, it would have meant anybody. But since it says Ezrach now, it means that it's only men. I understand. It's the exact opposite of what it says here. Here it says if it would have only said Ezrach would have been only men. Now it says, Hi Ezrach, it means women. Ah, come on. Which way is it? Omar Rabbah. Rabbah said, look, the truth is that we're playing a little bit of a game here. Because actually, Hilchatanin, really, it should say Hilchatahi, as this way out. One of these two psukim is a halacha. One of them is true. We're deriving it from the limud. I won't tell you which one. Except that once already we had the halacha. So, Asbechina Rabbanan Akroi. So what we did is we played a game and pretended that there was a real or a miyat. I don't know what the case was. Well, which one's which? I mean, tell it. Come on, tell it. Hi, Krab, hi, Yilka. So, what's the real one? Which one is the pasuk? Which one is not? You know what? Besides which, even thinking about it, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. I don't need a pasuk. I don't need a halacha. We have a general rule, don't we? Krab, lamali, Yilka, lamali. You want to know whether a woman's chayav in a sukkah? Is the sukkah mitzvah seishes zman gorma? Yes. Okay. If a sukkah is a mitzvah seishes zman gorma, the klal is kol mitzvah seishes zman gorma. Nashim turot. You want to know what the din is of Yehuda? I mean of Yom Kippur. I know what the din is for Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, we know women are chayav. Get about it, Russia. It's from Rav Yehuda Marav Nafka. Yom Rav Yehuda Marav Chayin Tanit Ver Rishmal. Omar Kro. Look, the Torah says ish o isha ki yasu mikol chatot adam. That's the Mokar of Vidui, of course, just in case you're wondering about Yom Kippur. So, the Isha Isha is Yishva HaKatuv Isha LaIsha L'chol HaNashim Shabbat Torah. Torah has made men and women the same when it comes to an Isser. You're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, right? So a woman's not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. Then why are we looking for Psukim here? We have general rules that we defined. We brought riots for Psukim to create these rules. We know already in advance a woman is Chayevet Yom Kippur and a woman is Ptura from Psukim. So what's this whole business Ezrach anyway? Omer Abayas is about, okay, I'm going to tell you what's what here, okay? The truth is that the sukkah is a hilchata. We have a halacha l'maisha mitzinai that a woman is ptura from the sukkah. And I'll tell you why we need that halacha. Actually, if you would have looked in the pasuk, the word ezrach would have meant male, and ha-ezrach would have included females. The opposite of what we said to you. We lied. But why did we do that? Because we were looking for an esmachta for this halacha. The fact is that the way to really look at it is the way it was looked at for Yom Kippur. That's the din. Why, you say, do we even need the halacha? Why did anybody have to confuse us since we have a klal? I'll tell you why. It wouldn't have been for this halacha. You know what we would have done? We would have said, look, Torah defines the sukkah as we've seen throughout the Masechta. Teshvu kein tadur. It's impossible to conceive of a sukkah that shouldn't have women in it as part of the chiyuv of a sukkah. Because how can I possibly live the way I normally live without women? It's not like part of living, right? I mean, so if that's the case, then that must mean madira ishvishto av sukkah ishvishto. So I would have to be mechayev of the women in a sukkah too. Otherwise, it's not a sukkah. It's not shaykh talk about a sukkah. This is not teshvu kein tadur. Kamashra comes along the hilchasa to tell me that that's not the case. But I certainly wouldn't have applied the general rule of mitzvah aseh shazman gorma when it comes to sukkah.
We're not learning it from it.
We'll see, we actually learned something entirely different from the Ezra. We'll get to it. What is it really for? But we're pretending that we learn out the Ptur from Ezra. Because actually we're learning it out from the Hilchasa. Yeah. But we'll see why it is that we do need Ezra. It does teach us something. Rava says that's it. There's another very simple reason, and we already know what that is. Come on, we talked about Chamishasa. How do we know we have a chiyuv to sit there in the sukkah and dafka to eat on the first night of Yom Tov? We learn out from Pesach, matzah. Berav tochlu matzot, Chamishasa. Nu, are women chayavot in eating matzah? They sure are, even though it's a mitzvah satzei shazman gorman. So if that's the case, malahalan nashim chayavot. That we learn out from the fact that the Torah compared the isra of achilas chometz to achilas matzah. So anyone who is osur in achilas chometz, which includes women, because it's a lot of them, is b'meila chayevet b'achilat matzot. So that means that I would have said, okay, the Torah says I'm supposed to eat in my sukkah the way that I ate on the 15th of Nisan matzah. So if that's the case, women eat matzah, women eat in sukkah. Follows, comes along, kamashron nahaloch, to tell me that that's not the case. What do we play with this ezrach? Like I say, we lie. So v'hashta da'amet sukkah yochasei l'mais. Sukkah is halacha. We just use the pasuk to tell me as an esmach. So, but what's the real meaning of the pasuk? So what actually is the pasuk for? No, the pasuk is l'rabot ta'giri. We might have misunderstood the meaning of ezrach b'Yisrael to exclude geirim. So what's the meaning of ezrach? Ezrach means a natural born citizen. So we have people that are living with us, but they're not called the ezrach. Therefore, kamashban ha'ezrach. Anyone that could be included within that, including geirim. And Yom HaKippurim, but why do we need the pasuk by Yom HaKippurim? I thought Yom HaKippurim in Rav Yonam Rav Nafka. Not ha'ezrach, the ezrach.
The natural born, that would point to what it's
meaning.
Therefore, the word
Ezra
doesn't mean
is it Drusha to include, like it was on Yom Kippurim?
So that, what is the meaning of
Ezra? Yeah, I think so. So now, why do we need the pasuk? You're telling me the Lamaisa we use the pasuk for Yom Kippurim to be Machai of women. Why do I need it? I know it from Rabbi Yehuda Merav. Says the Gemara, Lenskada Tosefet Inui. How about the din of the extension of Yom Kippur on Erev Yom Kippur? Amazing. The Yom Kippur begins Erev Yom Kippur. You're not allowed to eat a little bit before, right? So Zalka Dait Ramino Hello Miet Rachmana Lotosefet Inui Mi Onashu Mi Azara Lunit Chayvunashim Kla. I would have thought that once we have a halach of Yom Kippur, which is different than Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, so that's how we learn out that Al Atzmeishal Yom Anushkaris Ve'en Anushkaris Al Tosefet Inui. So once Torah says you're not Chayev, so then maybe the women are not included before, because there's not maybe even as a mitzvah tasei for Tosefet Inui, because it's taking it out of the general rule. It's not part of Atzmeishal Yom HaKippurim. Therefore, we need the pasuk to tell me Kamash Malan that Nashim are Chayevot Tosefet Yom HaKippurim. Omar Mar. Then you went ahead and you said, Kol Ezrach B'Yisrael includes the Ktanim. What do you mean includes the Ktanim? The Mishnah said, Nashim V'Avadim U'Ktanim Pturim in Asuka, and you're telling me that the Pasuk says it's Chayav? No. Kasha Kambakat Shigia L'Chinuch, Kambakat Shaloi Gia L'Chinuch. Depends on how developed the cotton is. But even if it's a cotton, that's a Gia L'Chinuch. The Dinim of Chinuch are only Min Rabbanan. So how can you tell me Kol comes to be Marabah? A chiyav d'rabbanan? What's a chayach a chiyav d'rabbanan? Answers the Gemara, indeed ben rabbanan, but Christ v'acha b'yamo, this part of the kol is indeed only a d'rabbanan. We're calling for footstarts. Hello? I'm sorry, Gilad, but I'm in the middle of that. Katan she'no tzarech l'imo. So the katan she'no tzarech l'imo, hechidani katan she'no tzarech l'imo, you defined it without defining it. Well, I mean, on what level not needing his mother? Armit v'ir, Rabbi Yannick Oshin, if never any mom can act up. If he can go to the bathroom without asking for his mother to clean him up, then that's already a free spirit. Now he's chayiv and chinuch. That's assuming he can do the job himself. If he's that kind of free spirit that doesn't do the job at all, he ain't getting into my soul. It means anybody, any child that will wake up from sleep and won't shout for mommy. The Gemara, what do you mean? Even older children, I mean, they're sitting there. They're, you know, the first thing they do in the morning is wake up their mother. So, I mean, that's even older children. You're telling me, like, well, a child of 10 years old is still not going to be chayav and chinuch for the sukkah? How is that? Ela, kosher neyor ve'inu kori ima ima, meaning, you know, that horrible whine that never stops, that goes on for hours until ima comes. Yeah. We know that whine. So that already... I don't suppose you brought a little water. No.
Okay,
thanks for what you brought.
I was thinking about dying.
Yeah, yeah. So he doesn't give up. So that's considered to be already not Magia L'chinuch. Maaseh v'yaldah kalato. I understand, you just said that only a katan that was Yigia L'chinuch, and then you say, and indeed, Beit Shammai went indeed Shammai went ahead and broke down the roof in order for an infant to be in a sukkah. Maaseh l'stor, what? You're bringing now a story that disproves your contention. Yes, that shows the chisur in the chasra. V'ochi katani. V'shamai machmir. We left out those words. That shamai is machmir, even a katan shelo yigielach, you know. U'maaseh nami. V'yaldah kalatosho shamai azakein. U'porchat atamazivah v'sichecha lamita b'shvila katan. So he broke open the ceiling, and he put schach on for the child. So what's the child? I mean, everybody asks, what's chachmi machmir? Well, what's a chach chinoch b'chlau? You're a chinoch on an infant? It's impossible to talk about, you know. Some Rishonim would say that what we're talking about over here is that it's not a din of chinuch, but that rather he learns that the din of the teshvu ke'en taduru is what's mechayev tani, not the din of chinuch. So if teshvu ke'en taduru, normally you live as a family, so then that means that there's a chiyuv to see to it that any family member would be in the sukkah.
What's
that? No, because that we have the special halacha to tell me that this is not included, but it violates teshuva, that we said. That was the reason we said, why do we need the halacha? Because it violates teshuva kein tadur. But that halacha does not exclude tani.
What does it mean he was being machmer? What does it mean it's not being machmer?
Yeah, they're saying machmer against the chacham, not machmer al atzmi.
He's not in the sukkah, he's in a separate sukkah. He's in a different room.
He's
not in the
sukkah.
If you're going to say that, he can't go because he's living with you.
There's no aid, there's no the sukkah. Same thing that we wanted to be mechayev women. We wouldn't have been mechayev women with men. We would have been mechayev women because of Eishu came to do it. Because it's megala what a sukkah is. It's megala what a sukkah is. Otherwise, the whole Eishu came to do it thing makes no sense at all. Say, someone who isn't chayev in a sukkah should be chayev in a sukkah because the man needs a sukkah with a woman. So therefore, she should be chayev in a sukkah. Who cares about your sukkah? Would be her reaction. Why am I chayev in your sukkah?
The way you explain the child being
the
sukkah
with the parents. It's
the sukkah with the parents. So
now you understand. You still don't understand.
No, I understand what Rabbi's saying. I still don't think it made
any
difference.
But the cut means
another.
That's
not the same sukkah.
So
he's
fine.
Sukkah.
So let her come in to take care of the baby.
That's it.
Not because she's chayeva. The truth is there's a machlokas as to how to understand teshuva kein tadur. As the Pasha said, but first you have to be chayeva in the sukkah before I can say teshuva kein tadur. In other words, what you're using teshuva kein tadur to define the nature of a sukkah, and therefore say, since this is a sukkah, therefore you're chayeva in the sukkah. Why? You could say that the man requires a woman in the sukkah, so let him cajole, pay, or whatever to get a woman in the sukkah, to be able to see a sukkah. Why would that mean the chai of the women? Right? That's one way of asking it.
Why should we not? They're not chai. Why should we not tell us? They're sitting just to for the company.
Yes, correct. As we said, we have a local mission. We see that. It says otherwise.
Look, the Heilige Mishnah.
Kol Shivat Hayamim. Kol Shivat Hayamim, Adam Oseh Sukkato Keva Ubeito Arai. All 7 days of Yantav, the sukkah is supposed to be your makom kavua. Your house is supposed to be temporary to you. Your dugishamim neimatay mutar lefanot. And what if it starts raining? At what point are you allowed to walk out of your sukkah? Mi shetisrach hamikva. Only at time that something that would be a mikvah means that it's gelled, let's say an oatmeal. Mice, it turns out, were even the most easily ruined cereal. Now, the ran is medayik, by the way, from the words, ne'ematai mutar lefanot, when are you allowed to leave your sukkah? That there's a difference between the mitzayer in going into a sukkah and the mitzayer in leaving a sukkah. Because it says to leave quickly makes it appear as if you're a bo'et besukkato. We'll see later on. That's the simon that the goyim aren't roy for a sukkah. So the moment you have an excuse, you're running out. Therefore, we wait already until a certain level of discomfort. But if it's raining, is that the way you would go to live in a house where water's pouring into the roof? Wouldn't go in anyway. But he said, but Lamaisa, I'm not samech on this lalocha. He writes about himself. But this was his fart. We've been dying from the Mishnah. I mean, it's a funny way of presenting the dina meimatai mutar lefanot. We go out. So, Lamaisa, mashlu mashal, they went ahead, the mashlu mashal, they said, compare this to a case, l'ma davadomeh, l'evet shabalim zokos l'rabo. Here, the poor servant is coming to pour out a cup for his Rebbe, and v'shafach lo kiton al panav. In the end, what this means, it's not clear, but in the end it means, and the Rebbe takes a pitcher and pours it over his head, as if to indicate, I'm not interested in having your shimush. Over here, we're coming, we did all of this work, make a sukkah to be mishamish, mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he throws the pitcher of water on her head, as if, I'm not interested in you sitting in a sukkah. Tan Rabbanan, kol shivat hayamim, adam oses sukkato keva o beito arai, keitzan, ayulo kelim na'im. He has certain things that are very beautiful. Those are the things that go into the sukkah. He has matzaot na'ot. He has very special blankets or cushions. Mal on the sukkah. They go up to the sukkah. Ochel v'shoteh should be eating, drinking. Umitayel b'sukkah. And the word mitayel is really strange because we think that mitayel means to take a tiyul. What's interesting is that the word mitayel is the word in Aramaic for the sukkah. The mitalalta. Because it comes from the word for tzel. Tel, tula, is shade. Mitayel, is just hang out in the shade. So just walking about in the shade is called mitayel. It doesn't mean you have to be going on a long trip. But that's right. Minan emile, how do we know? This is a Tana Rabban. Teshvu is ke'in tadur. So the took is besukot teshvu shivat yamim, the way you would normally live. Mikan amru kol shivat yamim, oseadam sukato keva, ubeitu arai, ketzat, hayulo kelim naim, ma'alan nasukah. Matzaot naot, ma'alan nasukah. Ochel, v'shoteh, umetayel besukah. Umishanein besukah. And not only that, but he should also be learning in the sukkah. What, learning in the sukkah? Any? V'omar rava, mikra umatna. Okay, I understand. You're learning mikra. You're learning chumash or tana, anywhere in tana. You're learning mishnayis. That you do b'metalal. That you do in the sukkah. But tanuye, which is what you're talking about over here, you said mishanein. Tanuye is barman. So you should be doing your thinking outside of the sukkah. Lokash, it depends what level we're talking about. Habba migras, habba iyun. There's two different types. The word shinun has a double meaning. Because sometimes shinun means to sharpen your understanding, and sometimes shinun means to sharpen your memory. The word shinun is sharpen. That's why we call Rav Yehuda Sharpie, right? Shinuna. Okay. So there's two different things. One is migras, one is to sharpen the way that you remember things. And that is something that you don't have to think about. You have to review it. So for that, you sit in the sukkah. But the iyuni, we have to sharpen your understanding of something. That requires you to be able to just, let your mind roam free. You can't be sitting there in this little box. Sometimes you feel you have to walk around, and people walk back and forth with their hands behind their back thinking about something else. So over there, that would be outside of the sukkah. So you can have archovas hadas. I mean, you need to have archovas hadas. We see this other rava in Rami Bar Chama. Every time that they got up from the shir, the first thing they would do is Marate Bigamora Bahadeyadad. First thing they would do is they would go through a quick chazara of what they had just learned. Speed down, right? So that way they wouldn't get mixed up in the actual content. We know what was said. And other then afterwards, Ma'ayne Bisvara. They would sit down, try to work it out, and figure it out. So that's two different stages. Those two different stages are in different places. It's interesting that there are those who invert Rashi. They say that for the eon, where you're thinking into it, you need to sit down, you need to be in a place where you're not disturbed and so on. So there you'd be sitting. When you want to concentrate, you sit. But when you're just you could be walking together and you can run through it. That's the word mirate, run through it. Let me run through it. We use the same word in English, to run. That's often done when you're walking around, you're moving. It's the opposite of Rashi. Anyway, obviously each person has their own approach to this. Right. Omar Rava, mani mishtaya b'metalalta, mani mifli barman until now. You can leave your cups and things. Why so much fear for me? Thank you so much.
Sit under the window.
Okay. Too bad. So things to drink, cups, glasses can be left in the sukkah.
Great timing.
Things to eat. What is things to eat? So Rashi learns it means the plates after you finish eating have to be removed from the sukkah. Others say it's referring to mani de mikla, like Tosfos learns over here, and also many others. Things that are not generally brought to the table, but that are things that you cook in, you don't bring into your sukkah at all. Pots and pans. Lamaisa, where both of these things were matmara, not to bring into the sukkah, and when you finish eating, you're supposed to remove the dirty dishes. But the cups are not considered to be that dirty, and they're often reused afterwards. So a cup you're allowed to leave in your sukkah. Hatzva v'shachil, which are no longer very popular since we don't use wells anymore. But chatzva v'shachil, that's a different types of buckets that were used to collect. The chatzva is made out of porcelain, and a shachil is made out of wood. So those things are not brought into the sukkah. Shraga b'metalalta, the candles are brought into the sukkah. V'armel barmin b'metalalta, but there are those who say that no, they have to be outside of the sukkah. V'lo pligi, they're actually not arguing. Ha b'sukkah gidola, ha b'sukkah ktana. If you're talking about a sukkah, now, there's two ways of learning this. One way of learning it is that there's a danger of fire. There's a danger of fire, so you may end up leaving your sukkah because of the danger, and therefore you have to make sure it's out of the sukkah. You won't even be out because it's not a suitable sukkah. So then it wouldn't be dependent on the technical size of the sukkah. In other words, if it's small enough that the fire represents a hazard, so then it has to be outside of the sukkah. Can't take chances. If, however, the issue over here is literally sukkah ketana, sukkah gedela, the way we've used it throughout the Masechta, which is that a sukkah ketana means it's precisely the sheva al sheva, so then the problem would be you have to leave the shraga out because you're being mamayit the area that's available for use, and then it would be too small. We already saw that there's a hakvara in a sukkah ketana. For instance, we had a case where you had a sheet hanging in the sukkah ketana for decoration. So in a sukkah gedola, that's fine. The sukkah ketana, however, you ruin the sukkah, now you don't have space because you were mamayit the space. So it's not shaykh talk about bittul. Hatlambaisa space isn't here. But because of that, we'd have to be machmir in the sukkah ketana. These are two completely different approaches to be. It's interesting that what was his psak? I have to look at it again. I don't
it's
want
not
to say.
Bottles, like we'd say Hanukkah.
What?
No,
it's not talking about Dafka. Dafka of Paris. It's interesting because what David is saying is true. The rest of the sukkah was talking about Moses. So it's talking about Shraga. It should have to do with Meisa. What the heck's with you? Oh boy, now you're in trouble. He's kaktuni lomar davar shelo shemati mipi rabotai. Mi yomai lo kadmani adam bebeit hamidrash, v'lo yashanti bebeit hamidrash, lo shenat keva v'lo shenat arai, v'lo inakti adam bebeit hamidrash, v'yatzati, v'lo sachti sichat chulin, v'lo amarti davar shelo shemati mipi rabbi meolam. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, which is really strange, because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was his Rebbe, and he was doing exactly what his Rebbe did, but he says, I never heard this from my Rebbe. Tanra Rabbanu Shmonim Tamidim Ayulah Leilah Zakein Shloshim Yom Ruim Shetishvalayim Shchinik Meshra Benu Shloshim Yom Ruim Shtamalom Chamakir Shobinu Nesrin Beinu Nivgadosh Bekulum Yonu Tembenu Ziyo Katushim Bekulum Yochan Ben Zakein. Omru alav Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai when Yech Mikra Mishnah Gemara Halachas Hakodesh Diklu Keter Diklu Yisrael from Kalim Chamurim Gzeres Shalos Tkufas Gematria Sichas Malachir Shor Sichas Shedim Sichas Kolim Mishalos Kofsim Mishalos Shualim Dover Godol Dover Kotten Dover Godol Being Meisim Erkova Dover Kotten Being Avaisa By Averova Lekayem Masha Nemar Land Chilo Avayish Votzerot Tehim Amalei וכי מאחר שקטן שבקולן כך, קדוש שבקולן על אחת כמה וכמה, אמרו עליו יונתן בן עוזיאל, בשעה שיושב ועוסק בתורה, כל עוף שפורח עליו מיד נשרף. מי שהיה ראש עברובו וסוכה ושולחנו בתוך הבית בית שמי פוסלים בית הלל מאפשרים, או להם בית הלל לבית שמי, לא כוח היום מעשה שהלכו זקני בית שמי וזקני בית הלל לבקר את רבי יוחנן בן החורנית, ומצאו שהיה יושב ראש עברובו וסוכה ושולחנו בתוך הבית ולא אמרו לו דבר, אמרו להם בית שמי משום ראיה, אף הם אמרו לו, אם כן היית נוהג, לא קיימת מצסוכה מימיך. לא שווה עבונים קטנים פטירים מן הסוכה, קוטם שאינו צריך לימו חיי בסוכה. מעשה וילדה קלטו של שמי הזקן, הוא פיחת את המעזיבה ושיחך על גבי המיטה בשביל קטן. מנעני מיובי, תן רבון על אזרח, זה אזרח. At least it would have been, but since it's אזרח, אזרח, it's להוציא את הנשים. Then it says, כל האזרח לרבות את הקטנים, אומר מה? האזרח להוציא את הנשים. Are you trying to tell me the אזרח בין נשים מן גברי משמע? ואתן יהיה אזרח לרבות את הנשים אזרח. יש חבר שחייבות בעינויים. מה זה? וגם שחייבות בעינויים, so make up your mind. אלמה אזרח גברי משמע, אמר רבא, יוחד אני לא זוכר רבא נענק קרוי, היי קרבה יוחד, אבל בסייץ קרוא לא מלי יוחד סלם עלי. הסוכה מצוות עשה של זמן גמר וכל מצוות עשה של זמן גמר נשים פטורות. יום הכיפורים, I know also that איש איש חייב עצמד רבי יהודה מרב. יום רבי יהודה מרב, כאיתן לבי רבי ישמוע, לא מקרא איש או אישה, ישווה כתוב אישה לשל כל הנשים שבתורה. אומר הבא אלי יולם, סוכה זה יוחסה. Why do we need the יוחסה? Because I've got to come in a tishu came to duru. מה דירה איש וישתו, אף סוכה איש וישתו, כמה שמלון. רוב אמר, that's not why. It's another reason. It's just like that. Kamina. יולב חמישה עשר, חמישה עשר, מחג המצות. מה להלן נשים חייבות, because they're חייבות in the Easter of not eating chametz, they're also חייב to eat matzah. הפקן נשים חייבות, כמה שמלון נתנת תהלוכה. והשתר מצוק יוחד, so what's the pasuk actually coming for to talk about האזרח? לרבות את הגירים, סל כדעתך מן האזרח בישראל, אמר רחמנים, לא את הגירים, כמה שמה. יום הכיפורים, how about that? Why do we need that פסק? רבי ירם הרב נפקה, לא נצטרך תוספת עינוי, סל כדעתך מן, הולו מייק רחמנים לתוספת עינוי מעונש, ומהזרה לא נתחייבו נשים כלל, כמה שמה. אומר מר, כל לרבות את הקטנים, ואתה נדע שמבונם קטנים פתיר מן הסוכה, לא קשה כאן בקטן שהגיע לחינוך, כאן בקטן שלא הגיע לחינוך. קטן שהגיע לחינוך מן רבננו. Yeah, it is, מן רבנן. קרא אשמחת ביום הוא. קטן שאינו צריך לימו. איך ידע מקטן שאינו צריך לימו? אמר דבי רבי ינאי, כל שלפני ואין עמו מקנחתו. רב שמעון מלוקיש אומר, כל שלאור משנתו ואינו קורא אמא. גדול אם נמי קורא. אלא כל שלאור משנתו ואינו קורא אמא, אמא תרשיקם. מעשה ויודה קלטו, מעשה לסתור, חסרים לך סבוכי קטני. ושמי מחמיר, ומעשה נעמי, וידה קלטו של שמי הזקן, הוא פיחד את המעזיבה ושיחך על המיטה בשביל הקטן. By the way, you know, there are a few אחרונים who learned that the child that she opened, that Shammai opened up the roof for was not the infant that was born. Because note that it doesn't say whether she had a boy or a girl. And it just says, בשביל הקטן, צריך על המיטה בשביל הקטן, אז זה בשביל, בשביל תינוק, בשביל, right? בשביל קטן. That's not the point. So that the only point over here is that it must be there was a קטן הצריך לאימא, because he couldn't bring him into the other sukkah, and he was hanging on to his mother, and nonetheless, he was only being machmir in terms of the shear. כל שבעת הימים אדם עשה סוכתו קבע, או ביתו ארעי. יורדו גשמים מהם מתי מותר לפנות, מי שתשרח המקפא. משל, מה הדבר דומה? לעבד שבא למזוג כוס רבו, ושפך לו קיטון על פניו. תנו רבנו כל שבעת הימים אדם עשה סוכתו קבע, או ביתו ארעי. כיצד? היו לו כלים נועים, מעלה נסוכה. מצאות נועות, מעלה נסוכה. אוכל ושוטה ומטייל בסוכה. מנהנים מילד את הנראה בנתשו, כאינטדור, מכאן אמרו כל שבעת הימים, עושה אדם זקתו כבר ביתו הרי. כיצד? היו לו כלים נועים, מעלן לסוכה, מעצורת נאות, מעלן לסוכה, כמו שאתה מתאר בסוכה, משענים בסוכה. משענים בסוכה, איני. אומר רוב המיקרו, מטה, מטללת, תנויה בן, מטללת לו קשה, במיקרו סבי, יוני. גיהוד, רובה, רמי ברחומה, כי אבקמי מקמי לרב חיסטה, מראתי בגמור בדי הדודי, והודם עיני בספורה. אומר רובה, מה אני משתהיה במכללת? מה אני מכלה בן במכללת? חצפה ושוכל בן במכללת. שרגע במכללת, ורמי לבן במכללת ולא פליגי. הבסוכה גרלה, הבסוכה קטנה. So here we are today, Bein Chomot Yerushalayim, Masechet Sukkah, Daf Chof Chet, and we were in the middle of learning about the Minhagim, and the way that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai were Noheg with themselves. And we discovered, and we'll see today, the tremendous greatness of these people, that nonetheless they wouldn't say over, Masha lo shamu umirabam, which Lamaisa, I mean, is a rather difficult thing, since we know even the Avos Tarbi Nos, and it says Rabbi Eliezer is around Omer Barim Shlo Shema Adam Lo Neolam. Even his Rav had never heard the amazing tradition that he had said. So, what's the chance to say he didn't say over anything? Shlo Shema Mirabo. So okay, there's a number of different approaches that whether that means Dafka Bifnei Rabo. Bifnei Rabo, he would say over to make sure that he was right, but he wouldn't say over. It wasn't Bifnei Rabo. Unless you had heard it with any rabbi. It's interesting. My Rebbe, Rabbi Shmuel Levitz, used to quote this all the time at the steer. And he said, pshat, to say something, Shalosh Amar Mipi Rabbo, is that if he hadn't been able to 100% say this would be his Rebbe's das, it would be masked into the way he's learning it, and that it's consistent with his approach, then he wouldn't say it. So in other words, it's not that he wouldn't say chedeshim, but it's a beautiful pshat, but don't know how strongly it's Muslim. But in any event, today we want to go and discuss where it is that they came from. So we had Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, we had his Talmud, Rabbi Eliezer, and today we learned the Braita, Tana Rabbanan, which is about four lines up from the middle of the page. Tana Rabbanan, Shmonim Talmidim Hayalo Lehilel Hazakein. Now, Hillel Hazakein, who was the one who said brought Torah back, basically reestablished the entire godless of Torah, came from Bavon, brought it back there to Israel. He had 80 Talmidim. Shloshimim ruyim shekisher alehim shechina k'moshe Rabbeinu. 30 of those Talmidim were on such a madriga that actually had the door been royal akach, then the Shechina could have been shara on them the way that it was shara on Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Shloshimim, another 30, were not quite that great, but at least they could have had the sun stopping this guy like Yahshua ben Nun. A little nefilas haderes. And then there were 20 more mediocre Talmidim. They were Beinoniim. And the greatest of his Talmidim was Yonatan ben Uziel. And the smallest of his Talmidim was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So this is we see where Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai fits in now. Now, if you want to know about the smallest Talmidim, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Amru alav Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shelo hiniach mikra u'mishna gemara v'halachot, there was nothing in Tanakh, nothing in Mishnah, nothing in Gemara, priceless. Nothing in Alokos Moshe Misina. There was nothing of the Agadot. There were no Duke Terah, which are the Diyukim of Achim and Miyutin and Rabim and the changes of Lashina. So there was all of the poetic sensitivity, the Duke Seferin, that the way in which the Chachomim were made and being Gezer Gezeres and Artichas Adon Midei Avera and calling the Chamurim to be able to clarify each level of Kal V'Chomer, what is considered to be B'Chomer, and so is there a Shavas that they were able to apply after having learned that he was able to apply after having been the Kab of the Gezer Shavas, rather, to Kufais, which is the astronomy, all of the Dinim, there would be no Gia Rosh Hashanah, and so on, Gematrias, a very different kind of things that we learn out of Gematria, and so on, it's Adbash, and other Gematrias in terms of values, Sichat Malachi HaShareit, and Sichat Shedim, and Sichat Dekalim, which Rashi says, look, I don't even know what this is all supposed to be about, so I'm certainly not going to compete. He says, Lo Yadana Ma, I have no idea what these things are. But somehow or other, he understood Malachi HaShareit, he understood Shedim, he understood trees, Mishalot Kofsim, Mishalot Shualim, there's like Yisab fables, a lot of
a lot of fables that we give as Mishalim. That's the fox, famous fox that are always in the fables. So over there, those are basically metaphors that people are supposed to be able to, simple people can understand important ideas from. He knew all of those. And he knew every Davar Gadol and every Davar Katan. Davar Gadol, meaning Ma'asim Merkava. Davar Katan, Abhi Havayot, Abhi Avarova. Every Boilu, which opens up a sugya, to try to understand precisely what it was that that was meant by a particular mimer and so on. What did the Tana mean? And this was something that Hillel, again, had this, Taminim had to be aimed on. And these are all of the things that later in generations it took Abhi Avarova to reconstitute them and construct them again. But this had all been part of the limud of Hillel's smallest Talmud, which was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. As far as Yonatan ben Uzziel is concerned, if he was sitting and learning and a bird flew over his head, it was instantly electrocuted. It would blow up. Miyad Nisraf. What was it, Nisraf? So Rashi says, because we'd be flying through Malachi Asher, so we'd been sitting around listening to the Torah. That was the force field Torah. Tosis learns that we find all over that when the Torah is constituted, as it was on Sinai, somebody is learning on that Madrega. So since the Torah was giving me Torah Eish, so Eish appears, and that's that same force field that was at our Sinai. And that would burn up the Eifes over his head. We don't have our Russian rendition, we don't have our presidential rendition, I'll have to do the honors myself over here. Zot Eilek Mishan. Mishai Aroshov Rubo Besuka Eshulchan Abitokha Ba'ai. It's if somebody is sitting in this, we said earlier, if you remember, back on Daf Gimel, we were talking over there about different types of sukkahs or different types of sitting in the sukkahs. Remember the Madayak, actually, that there were two different elements in the Machlokas Shammai Ve'elo. And the one of them was the gezeira, that even if you're in a big sukkah and you're sitting at the edge of the sukkah, and the table may draw you out because it's outside of the sukkah, so then according to Beit Shammai, you wouldn't be yotzei. But since you use the word puslin versus machshirin, it was also machloket about the size of the sukkah per se, whether it's be mazik, the shulchanai, or not. And that was a machloket for Shammai Hillel. It was a difference between minimum size of a sukkah of shishal shishal tvachim, or shivat v'shivat tvachim, to remind you of the earlier sukkah. So Amrulam Beit Hillel Beit Shammai. Lokachayam Ma'isim. Wasn't there an actual event where the Ziknei Beit Shammai and the Ziknei Beit Hillel together went to visit Rabbi Yochanan ben Acharanit? And they found him sitting in a sukkah, which was Rosh of Aruba in the sukkah, and his shulchan was b'toch habayit. Nobody told him that he's doing anything wrong, which means that even the Ziknei Beit Shammai didn't agree with him. They held that the earlier version never murdered the Beis Hillel. Amrulah and Beit Shammai Misham Rayam. That's where you're bringing Raya from. It happens to be that indeed when the Ziknei Beit Hillel walked out and they wanted to start a riot, you know, but they told him, if this is the way you have been knowing your mitzvah sukkah, im kena yitanohei, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha, then you were never mekayim the mitzvah sukkah. This is a big chat we had earlier, we mentioned it earlier, on Daf Gimel, as we find that Asa kibet shamay lo asav lo klom. So the Gemara talks about what the meaning is, if somebody is being geuze, which is trying to say, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. You can say in the Rabbanan, you weren't mekayim it in the best possible fashion. It's not for lokiyamta mitzvah sukkah. Mashma min yiraita lokiyamta mitzvah sukkah. But it's only gezeira. The Gemara came out that he's going to maybe possibly, be drawn out of his sukkah and end up eating wrongly. Yes, really, a machlokas who shown him whether the Rabbanan can define a mitzvah in such a way that is mafkei for the mitzvah. If you're not mekayim it according to their shiurim, so they actually have the right to give over the shiurim of the mitzvah. Or whether this just means, as the Ron says, that it's Tosis there on Daf Gimel said it means Miyuraita, but the Ron says it means you weren't makan kiraui a mitzvah. Katan she'enot tzerich li'imo chayav v'suka, and the Gemara will explain what that means. But a katan that doesn't need his money is supposed to be in a sukkah with you. Ma'asev yaldak alato shel shamay. Did I say nashim ktanim? No, I think I skipped it. Nashim v'avarim uktanim biturim in a sukkah. And we'll see. We learn out from a pasuk. Even though it doesn't seem to be needed from a pasuk, because mitzvah says eshes man gurma and bechal ketanim and evrachayim, but noshem v'avod ketanim v'potter from a sukkah. However, katan sheinot tzarech limo is chayev in the sukkah because you're supposed to be mechanechem. And there was once a maestro, Yalda Kalatosha Shammai Zaken. Shammai himself, his daughter-in-law, gave birth. And he opened up the roof in the nursery to have a sukkah over. Now, it doesn't say Hakatan here. It says Bishul Katan. And in the Simur Madayik, including Marshal, and it doesn't mean for the newborn. What happened is the mother was in a maternity ward, and they couldn't get the child that was like whatever, through 3 years old, 2 years old, away from his mother to take him into the sukkah. She held that he should be in the sukkah, even though he was obviously cutting Sarah Lima because he couldn't be taken away from his mother. And nonetheless, he held he was chayim in a sukkah. So Minanim, how do we know, first of all, this whole idea? The Nashim are put in the sukkah. The Tanur Rabbanan. Since when it says in the Torah, Kol HaEzrach BiYisrael, so if it would say Ezrach itself, that would mean anybody. But when it says HaEzrach, which means the one that would be most noticeable, that's Lohotziyat HaNashim. Only HaEzrach, but not the women. And then when it says Kol HaEzrach, that's coming, again as an Esmachta, to be Marbeh Et HaKtanim, and that the Ktanim are supposed to be in the Sukkotim. Wait, did you just say HaEzrach Lohotziyat HaNashim? That would imply that the word Ezrach itself, without HaEzrach, would have meant anybody. In other words, men, women, and so on, any citizen. Ezrach. So that would have meant that Ezrach, Ben Hashim, Ben Gori, that's much. But the problem is that we have a bright, that's just the opposite. Via Tanya, when it comes to Yom HaKippurim, where it says, the Tanuit Nafshotechem, V'chom L'chol Lo Ta'asu, HaEzrach, V'agir. So over there it says, HaEzrach is coming to be Marga Nashim. That's the Nashim HaEzrachi of the Mandarin, and then the Ager. So, you see just the opposite, that HaEzrach itself would have been Mashman, not Mashim, comes on. HaEzrach, anybody that could be included in the Ezrach. At the Chayav and Inuit. So, apparently, Ezrach itself, it would have been Mashman, Gavri, Mashman. Oh, my Rabbi said, look, the whole thing about how to understand the Chiyuvim over Kiyuvim, which one is the Mashma'ut of Ezrach, and so all of that is really, it's halacha Mashmi Sinai. The Rabbanan made it as if it's a drasha. Sasmachu, Rabbanan Akroi. Now the question is, one of them has got to be right. In other words, one of them has got to be the meaning of Ezrach. Ezrach is either a riboy or it's a mia. So which one, it was saying, it's halacha Mashmi Sinai. Which one is halacha Mashmi Sinai, and which one is the real meaning of the pasuk? So hai krav ai yokotam. Besides which, I didn't understand any of this. I mean, what do I need a pasuk or for that matter, or a halacha? There are simple rules that will teach you exactly the same thing. Because sukkah is a mitzvah, is it not? We learn that from a pasuk, Gemara Kedushin, that kol mitzvah, seshes van gomah nashim pturah. What do I need? Some type of special libui for sukkah? Why would it be different than anything else? Yom Kippur. I mean, you know Yom Kippur is a lav. We know that women, well, every time we have a lav, we need a riboy, a special riboy for women. We know Rav Yoram Arav learned that from the pasuk, from Rav Yoram Arav, the chintan of the very Rav Yisrael, onak ra, ish o isha, in Ogea, the dinam of chatas, so ki yasu mikol chatot ha'adam, which means ishva ha'katuv isha le'ish l'chol ha'nashin shabbatah. So why are we looking for a special limud? Says the Bible, okay, look, first of all, let's deal with your first question, okay? The idea that ha'ezrach, by sukkah, that it potters women, that is the halacha of Moshe Sinai. The kra itself, the drasha that you had minakra, actually would have been marba, because the way, same way that we did it by Yom HaKippur. Except that the halacha tells you that it's motzi as hamashi. That's the first thing. As far as your other question is concerned, why I would need a halacha to be motzi? Because it's there. Salkada techamina, I might have thought that the very tzura of the kiyum of the mitzvah of sukkahs is, as we've seen and are going to see even more, teshvu ke'in taduru. So teshvu ke'in taduru defines the way that that mitzvah is meant to perform. If ke'in taduru is by definition, it derives ish v'ishto, so then the sukkah should be based on that ish v'ishto. You might think if that's the case, it would include the woman in the mitzvah. Kamash malam, that it doesn't. Rava says, Itzrich, And there's another reason why we need it. It's not because the teshuva came to do it, because why would that be mechayev the woman herself? Maybe you'd say that you should bring your family into the sukkah, but we're just talking about the woman herself being chayevet, if it wouldn't be for the altar mishum misina. That I'll tell you why. Did we not have before the drush that everybody held up that you are mechayev to eat that first night in the sukkah? How do we know you're mechayev to eat the first night in the sukkah from time shasta time shasta? Is a woman chayev to eat on Leil Pesach? To eat a kezayas a matzah? Yes. We learn that out from the way that the Torah puts together the iser of achilas chametz with the mitzvah of achilas matzah. Anybody's included in the lav is included in the chiyuv. So I would say, okay, so what is that telling you? That malala nashim chayavot, if nashim chayavot, and I mean, we can't just pick and choose to compare hamishasar in one part, not the other part, but it's telling us the same chiyuv, the same chiyuv. In which case, if it wouldn't be for the halacha moshe b'Sinai, we would have no choice but to be mechayev women in the sukkah. So afkar nashim chayavot, kamash v'lam, therefore I need a lochel mashmi sinai to potter you. In which case, now that you're telling me that the etzem, the sukkah is halacha. So then, why in fact do I need the posik? Well, what is it adding when it's talking about Ezrach? So krol omami, l'rabot et hagerim, because I might have thought Ezrach be Yisrael omar achmona. V'lo et hagerim, kamash v'lam ha'ezrach, adds to me even the gerim. Yom Kippurim, the other question that we had, is what in the world do we need a pasuk to be mamayit? I mean, to be marv and nashim for Yom Kippurim, if nashim are chayavot in every law. Truth is, says the Gemara, lo nitzchat lo tosefet inui. Because there's a special halacha. We know that the Torah adds elements of Yom Shi'i b'chodesh to Yom Asir. And there's a halacha that you're supposed to be mosif bin HaKodesh, min HaKol HaKodesh. So before Yom Kippur, you start early. But start early what? Start early in Malacha, or start early in Inui? So the din of Tosefet Inui is a mitzvah, the Yoraita, or at least it's Halacha. It's one of those things that's goofy where we learn it's not the Feirish, because of that. You're not Mochiach, people who don't know about it, and they're not going to listen to you. But it's not included in the Onesh of Chorus, and it's not included in the Lav of being over on Inui Yom Kippur. Since that's true, so if the Tosefet Inui, the Torah was mamayit from an Einesh and from an Azara, so I would say that obviously it's less makbid on it. How do I know, therefore, that women are included in that? Maybe they're only included in called Lav Shekateri, which was the limud of Rabbi Yonah Merav. Kamash Malam. Therefore, it comes to tell us that Afalpike, women are chayiv in all aspects of the Lav, even in Tosefet Inui. Now, you said Kol is Marve Ketanim. Now, that I don't understand. What do you mean, Marve Ketanim? The Mishnah said, Nashim Avarim Ketanim are potter in a sukkah, and you're bringing me a posik that says that Ketanim are chayiv in a sukkah. Lokasha, Kan Bekatan Sheigia Lachinuch, Kan Bekatan Sheloigia Lachinuch. One of them is obviously a reference to the Chiyuv of Chinuch. What do you mean? One is a reference to me? That's a Rabbanan. How could a posik be coming to be Marve Ketanim for a Chiyuv of Chinuch? It's min Rabbanan, indeed it is. Min Rabbanan, but the crow is an esmach of Yomu. And then you say, katan she'eno tzarech li'imo. What defines tzarech li'imo in a tzarech li'imo? Hechi davi katan she'eno tzarech li'imo. Ami de Rav Yanai, it's basically a matter of the bathroom. Does the kid go to the bathroom himself? Or does he still call mommy to clean him after he uses the bathroom? That's the question. So kol she'nifne ve'eni mo mekanachto, he's already a katan she'eno tzarech li'imo.
That's considered
penal for this, right?
For
vis-a-vis this purpose.
Super.
Yeah, because you take him away from the house. So the point you're taking him is a sucker. So, okay, he's a bodily function. He's going to need his mommy. I mean, so then he's not really ready to be living on his own. This requires the whole point of the sucker is live here in your sucker. I can't live in my sucker. Where's mommy? So, okay, so that would be mommy.
But it's a younger age than usual
chinuch? It depends. Every mitzvah of chinuch is gifting the rowing law, as Tosis points out. So always, there isn't a clear-cut definition for, you know, can he hold a ruler? It goes all lists. What do you need for the, can he walk? To bring him up to the Beis HaMikdash? Can he walk on his own? So each thing has its shear. Rav Shimon ben Lakishaymer, that's very simple. When he wakes up in the middle of the night, does he cry mommy or not? If he cries mommy, he needs his mother. So kol shenayor mishlato ve'eno korei ima, says the Gemara, ima? Gidolim nami koro. I mean, older. It's a reaction. You know, what, a 10-year-old won't wake up suddenly and say, mommy. He also say, mommy. Elo koshinel, ima ima. He doesn't whine. He just keep going, ima. So if it keeps going Imar, then already he cannot be on his own. Ma'aseh yalda kalato. I don't understand. You say in a Mishnah, a cotton is potter, if he's tzorachli imay, and then you say that Shammai went ahead and broke open the roof in the nursery, and I understand it's a ma'aseh store. It's the opposite of the halacha that you're passing. You're right. Obviously, chisurim mechaser. The Mishnah's missing something. V'achi katoni. V'shamay machmir. U'ma'asenam yivi odak alatos v'shamay hazakein. U'pichet et ha'ma'aziva. V'sichrech ala mita b'shvela katan. And for this Mishnah, Hosh Shivata Yamin, all the 7 days of the Chag. The general klal is Adamo says sukato keva ubeito arai. Where place where you are essentially living is your sukkah, and your house is a place you go and visit. Now, I mean, if it's already raining, so then you become it's tiring your sukkah. Me'imatai mutar lefnot. When can you get out of your sukkah and leave it? That's only at the point misha tisracha mikpeh, where you have something, any type of sort of a gelled tafshil, like a oatmeal or something, is called a mikpeh. So if rain will fall into that, it very easy, it shows you instantly, because it messes it up very quickly. So if they will ruin a mikveh, then you leave. But it's a terrible thing, because mashal, the chachomim were made a mashal of this. You know, l'ma davar d'emen, here comes an eved, he's got his white gloves on, he's about to pour a cup of wine, everything's beautiful. Then Rav takes a cup of water and throws it on his head. That's exactly right. You made your own sukkah. You're about to have a sukkah. Everything is lovely. All of a sudden, it starts raining. So it's a shofech lo kiton al panav. Don Rabba, kol shivata yamim, adam ase sukkato keva ubeitu arai. Keitza, what does that mean? It means you have something beautiful. Where's your computer? It's in a sukkah. It's in your house. You know? Hayolo kelim na'im ma'alam sukkah. You have beautiful bedding. You have beautiful tablecloths. Where do they go? Matzaot na'ot ma'alam sukkah. Your ochel, your shoteh, and your mitayel b'sukkah. Now, this word mitayel is fascinating. But obviously, what it's come to mean mitayel is to walk around, which makes no sense when you mean mitayel b'sukkah. It's fascinating. The word mitayel, in reality, in Hebrew, is a wonderful word that has no English equivalent. Because what it means is to amuse yourself. Right? In other words, in English, you cannot say having fun as a verb. No, just to fool around. How do you say that? It's amazing. You think your English is the language to be able to... to enjoy as we get out of it. But what is the playing? It means to play around, basically. So mitayel is to be misachet. You know, it means just enjoy yourself. Sit around, play puzzles, do whatever you're doing, you know? That's mitayel. It means just the joy of sitting around and enjoying. So that's the mitayel of the sukkah. We find that lashon in various places where clearly it has to mean that. One where the Gemara is talking about trying to get your dog to bite off a thing that you're not allowed to cut off. So it says over there, they'll be mitayel. I mean, they'll play around with it until they chomp it off, you know. And so on. So it's
nothing to do with travel.
Nothing to do with travel. No. That's what Matayel in that sense means without any special purpose. We'll enjoy ourselves. Let's just have a good time. Go, we'll be together. It's the travel. Obviously, what you usually do when you do that is, you know, you go out. Let's go out. Let's go out means, but let's go out to have some fun. Just enjoy ourselves. It's amazing that you should find that. You don't find it in English. I was trying to think this morning. How am I going to translate mitayel? It's so strange. There's no English word.
Well, then what modern Hebrew uses it?
Yeah, modern Hebrew also became much more of the physical act. Yeah, because these guys don't know how to have a good time anyway. Take a look at Miskinim. I mean, they literally don't have a good time. You know, they force a good time. They do something specific to have a good time, which of course never works. That's not having a good time. The whole point of mitayel is the freedom of not doing anything in particular. So that's the whole point of the Mishnah. When you eat in the sukkah, you drink in the sukkah, or don't do anything special, but do the nothing special in the sukkah. That's what it's saying.
It's a
perfect war.
Thinking is the best way to travel.
That is what we're getting to now. The thinking, that's not so precious. Turn it up on it. If Where do we get this from in Arne Mille? The Tanna Rabbanan. Teishvu ke'in tadur. Mikan amrul kol shivat hayamim u'seh adam sukkato keva u'beito arai. Ketzad. Ayu lo kelim noy ma'alan the sukkah. Matzaot na'ot ma'alan the sukkah. Ochel v'shoteh u'mitayel besukkah. Now here is the part that is problematic. U'mishanein besukkah. Mishanein besukkah seems to be saying that you're supposed to be working out your learning, you mean, shinu, the sharpening in the sukkah. Is that true, though? The Amar Rava, Rava said just the opposite. Rava said, look, if you're learning the Parsha, you're learning a Mishnah, that you do in Mitalalta, that you do in your sukkah. But to figure out the Gemara, Tanuye, that yeah, you do outside of the sukkah. Why do you do it out of the sukkah? Amazing, Rashi. Rashi says, because if you don't have some air and broad perspectives, you're mitzdayer, and a mitzdayer is put in a sukkah. It's unbelievable. But you're sitting and thinking about living in Manhattan, my God. So, you know, is somebody in Manhattan chayav in a sukkah? That's the shayla. So, there's no fresh air, there's no ability to stretch your mind a little bit.
But the sukkah has that, or?
No, that's why you have to go out of the sukkah. And to be mitzdayer in the sukkah. So how does it say over here that you should learn tenuye, mishanein is lakora tenuye? And here is an amazing chiddush which many people ignore, and it's the reason Daf Yomi had such a hard time getting started, because they were very mizalz. I mean, though the Gedolim claimed to have backed Daf Yomi, they never did. They did everything they could to stop Daf Yomi. I can tell you from personal testimony, from having been in meetings in which, no, they're absolutely against having Daf Yomi. Why? Because Bapashas, the Tanuye, means you have to work things out, and you have to, how could there be in Mishanin in the sukkah? That's when you need to think, you need to work things out, and it's obviously not Mikra Mishnah, so how could it be in the sukkah? Answers the Gemara, there are two types of learning Gemara. You can learn Gemara b'migras, and you can learn Gemara b'iyun. There's two different ways of learning Gemara. So where you have a Gemara, the simple meaning of the Gemara, that's clear to you, okay? So there you stay in your sukkah, because you don't have to think about it. Going over the Daf Yomi, it's child's play. You want to go be ma'ayin, b'iyune, that you are a mitzvah to do in the sukkah. And we know that Rava Bar Chama actually did this. He would get up after learning a sugya through from the shir, when Rav Hista gave the shir. So, Rav Bachama Kiyavim Kaine Mikameh Rav Hista, after they finished learning, they would go through Meratim Gemara, would go through the learning very, very quickly. It should say Rava and, it's obviously referring to two people, it should say Rava and Rami Bachama. So they were chavrusas. They went to shir together. They knew the sugya. And now they would run through it. Rata means run. The same word used in English. They would run through the sukkah. They do 10 daf of Gemara, so to speak, together. So Marat be Gemara, Bade Adad. Then after they got the Gemara clear, it was very simple, then they would sit down to learn the Iyun. And for that, you need to have broader, air, ability to move around and look out at the ocean. So then Hadar Mahayane Bisfara. But of course, the first stage of your learning is to just to know clearly the sugyas as they're written, and that is called Mishanein, but it's not called what Rava is calling Tanuye, which needs to be Bar Mitzvah Alta.
So why
are you
against the first part?
What? Because it's only for Ami Aret who learned so quickly. You're not supposed to learn with it. But we're going to turn all yeshiva program into Ami Aret. Let the Ami Aret learn Daf Yomi. Chas v'shalom to bring Daf Yomi into yeshiva. It's only after everybody started doing Daf Yomi, they realized it's the only thing people know. That they, now it suddenly became a myth. And, then came the big siyumi, and then we're all behind this. Right. And so on. It used to be, it was a bizoyan to do Daf Yomi. You say, I do Daf Yomi. What are you? A balabos does Daf Yomi. Terrible.
No.
Yeah, even now people make fun of me. It's true. I remember that this is Bamish. I'm talking about something 50 years ago. So the Rashivas and my grandfathers at Tzavi Rudiman came and Teretz Yisrael for the, they had the Knesiyah Gdola, and he met with Rav Lezer Yudel. Rav Lezer Yudel was Rashiva of Mir. Right? And in Mir, the learning was always, they did like a daf a day, and they learned parts of the Gemara. That was the shir, learned for the shir. But it was always based on the assumption that everybody knew everything, you know. And so these two people, of course, knew everything by heart. So it was really funny listening in which my grandfather says to Rabbi Zayudel, he says, I don't know what's happening, but nowadays the Bachurim that come to the yeshiva, they don't seem to know Shas. You have to start with them from the beginning. Yes, he's noticed that it seems to be a problem in Mir also. They're coming in, they're supposed to be well prepared. They're coming in not knowing anything. You know, this is 50 years ago. I'm telling you that I've had guys from the top yeshivas at my table, and it's absolutely shattering. The Amaratzis, I mean, we're talking about Amaratzis. I had a mice and my kids burst out laughing because they thought it was a joke. These yeshiva guys from Brisk, you know, they've already been through the whole system. They're 20-something years old. They didn't know who Amnon and Tamar were.
What?
Yeah. So my kids say, what do you mean? We don't learn Tanakh. What do you mean don't learn Tanakh? But it's a Gemara. But the Gemara talks about it. We didn't do that, Sugi.
And they meant it
seriously. They meant it very seriously. First they were laughing because they thought it was a cute joke. They said they meant it. They're horrified.
And rightfully so.
And this is the kind of thing that they imam see all over. It's not a bad idea to learn Daf Yomi, even for the big Talmidei Chacham. Tana Rabbana. 80 Talmidim ayu lehilel hazaken, 30 mehem ruyim shetishra alehim shechinat Moshe Rabbeinu, 30 mehem ruyim shetamod lehem chama ki Yoshua ben Nun. 20 were sort of mediocre. The gadol shebekulam was Yonatan ben Uzziel. The katan shebekulam, yeah, the mediocre type, was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Amru alav Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, shelo iniach mikra, mishnah, gemara, halachot, agadot, dikdukei Torah, dikdukei sofrim, kalim, chamurim, gzerot shavot, kufot, kematriot, sichat malachim, malachi hasharet, sichat shedim, sichat dekalim, mishalot kofsim, mishalot shualim, davar gadol, davar katan, meaning, davar gadol is ma'aseh merkava, davar katan havayot abaye v'rava, Lekayim Hashenemar lahanchilo avayesh vohotzoroteim amalek. V'chimi acher shekotin shebekulan kach. Imagine in Gadol shebekulan alachas kamer v'kam. They say when Yonatan ben Uzziel used to be Yoshev Osik b'Torah, kol of sheporeach alav miyad nisraf. Misha yarosh ovrubo v'sukah v'shulchan abotoch habayit bet shamay poslim habet ilan machshirim. אמרו להם בית הלל לבית שמאי לא ככה יום העשר שלחו זקני בית שמאי וזקני בית הלל לבטר את רבי יוחנן בן החרנית בצור שהיושב ראשו ורובו וסוכה ושולחנו בתוך הבית ולא אמרו לו דבר אמרו להם בית שמאי משום ראייה they did say something אף הם אמרו לו אם כן היית נוהג לא קיימת מצוות סוכה מימיך but the משמעות is that משום ראייה is always a question it's not a statement Rashi goes out of his way to say here, Misham Raya. I mean, why didn't they say Misham Raya? That's because apparently it couldn't be Mochiach. It wasn't in the presence of the Zikre Bitel of this took place. That Afim, Hamrulo, in Kacha, Yitanai, Glokiyanta, Mitzvot Sukha, Miyamecha. No, Shim, Avonim, Ktanim, Pturim, and Asukha. קטן שאינו צריך לימו, חייב בסוכה, מעשה וילדה קלטות של שמי הזקן, ובחית את המעזיבה, ושיחך אגבי המיטה בשביל קטן. מנועל המילה, דתון רבן, אזרח, זה אזרח, האזרח, means דווקא זה מיומן שבאזרחים, להוציא את הנשים. כל, לרבות את הקטנים. So none of this makes any sense. So first of all, אומר, האזרח להוציא את הנשים. And that was just saying that אזרח without the hay would have meant בין נשי בין גברי. ואותניה האזרח לרבות את הנשים אזרחיות שחייבות בינוי זה אומר אזרח זה דווקא משמע גברי אומר רבא, listen it's basically הלוך למשמי סינה it's kind of one of that right okay, well, it has to be one or the other I mean, so that means one of them is actually munach and the posuk the other is halacha, which is which furthermore, why do I need anything I don't need a posuk and I don't need halacha I mean, the sukkah is a mitzvah that says Shabbat Gomah, V'chom mitzvah that says Shabbat Gomah, Noshim or Pturot, and Yom HaKippurim is a law, and I would know that from Rav Yerom HaRav Nafka. Then Rav Yerom HaRav, V'chim Tanah Dever Rav Yishmol, Omar Kra, Isho Isha, Ishva Katru Visha, Isho Chol HaNashin Shabbat Torah. Omar Abaye, Li'olam, Sukkah is the Hilchata. And the reason that it's needed and not learned from the general rule is because that the nashim are nonetheless peturot. Because of the Yakish to Easter Ichilus Chometz, Afkan Nashim Chayavot in Sukkah, Kamashmalan. Okay, so in other words, you're telling me Hashli Amrit that the Sukkah is the Ilkata, then obviously the Yom HaKippurim is the Pasuk, right? So the question is, what for? Hashem Sukkah Ilkata, it's a crawl only. The Rabot Tagirim, Sakadat Kamina, Ezrach, Bisol, Rachman of Lot, Tagirim, Kamashmalan. But Yom HaKippurim is Rav Yonam Rav Nafka. Ah, but it's true, but that's only the lav. How about the Sefet Inui where there is no lav? Because after that, I mean, oh, meet Rachmona, look, the Sefet Inui, both from the Onesh, said, look, all on Hashim Shabbat Torah, and from the actual Isser Diorite of the Azara, so lo nitchayvu Nashim, klop, therefore come Ashram. Omar, my color about the Taktanim, didn't you just say Nashua Vanim Ktanim Pturim in Asukah? Yeah, lo kasha kan bekatan shigia lechinuch, kan bekatan shelo yigia lechinuch. How can I learn katan shigia lechinuch from a pasuk? It's only min rabbana. It is min rabbana. But cross is smach to be homo. The katan sheno tzrich liimo. Hechi domi katan sheno tzrich liimo. Amid the Rabbi Yane koshen ifne ve enimo makanachto. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish omer koshen or mishenato ve no kore ima. Ima? What? You said for my assembly store. First you say that it's potter, then you say he's chayev. Here it says Bishvil Hakatan, but in Mishnah Bishvil Katan. And as we were medayik earlier in Marshal, katan means another katan, not hakatan, the rach hanolad, where even Shammai would be made of. What is the point? Kol shibat yamim adam oseh sukato keva ubeito arai. Yordu geshamim, mehem atay mutar lefnot, mishet yisrach hamikpeh. But, bad news, because Marshal, Lama davar dome la evet shabalim zok kos rabo v'shafach lo kitona panam tona rabanan kol shivat hayamim adam osesu katov keva ubeitu arai keitzad hayulo kelim naim malan lesuka matzot od malan lesuka ochel v'shote tayel besuka minan emili tona rabanan teishu keitaduru mikan amru kol shivat hayamim osesu adam sukato keva ubeitu arai keitzad hayulo kelim naim malan lesuka matzot naot malan Sukkah, Ukel, Vishote, Umitayel, Basuka, Umishanin Besuka, Mishanin Besuka,